Pancakes with a side of concussion.
I dabbled in college.
One-toothed mayo man.
Does the Nile reach into England?
I don't like freebie.
Premature ejaculation.
Thank you. Horsey sauce, money shot.
If you see a guy running, that ain't me.
Lemony fresh, biodegradable garbage.
I've got scurvy. Please pass the rum.
Keep that up and she won't make you pancakes.
Sounds like a chainsaw wielding bear.
Pull it out of your brown bag.
What is lettuce?
Tom's Tech Time.
Double Dunaway and more on this episode of The Morning Stream.
I came home and my wife had a whole meal on the table. And I said, you know, I want pancakes. And she's like, oh, man, but I've already made hamburgers. And I'm just like, I have to have pancakes right now. Look, she should make pancakes.
In 1,000 years, I'll get right on it.
The Morning Stream.
This is The Morning Stream. Dave's not here, man.
Hello, everybody. Welcome to TMS, The Morning Stream. It is Wednesday, July 6th, 2022. Yep, it's still 2022,
mm-hmm. everybody. Mm-hmm. Still 2022, yep.
Yep, just making sure we got all that clear. Welcome back to the show. I'm Scott Johnson. That's Brian Ibbett. Hi, Brian.
Hello, Scott. You know, she absolutely should make pancakes. Mm. And then when she's done, she should take the pan over to the sink and carefully wipe it out, wipe out all of the butter that might be left over in there. Sure. And then take the pan and just slam it down as hard as possible on that guy's head.
Yeah, as hard as she can, causing bodily injury.
Call it self-defense.
Yeah, I agree.
No jury would convict her.
And then take those pancakes, just the actual pancakes, and shove those up his ass. How about that?
Yes, exactly. Yes.
Welcome to the show, everyone. We're here and we're not queer, but it's okay. You can get used to it. Okay, you can get used to it. It's fine. You can get used to our cisgendered lameness, white guy.
Oh,
lameness.
Like you didn't dabble in college. Okay, Scott. Okay, all right.
Well, let me tell you what that tells me. Brian dabbled in college. I definitely did not. All right. Hey, look at this. I got to tell you a story that I'm a little freaked out by because I don't know what this means.
Okay. All right.
You ever fling yourself out of bed?
You ever lose your car?
You ever lose your car keys? You ever fling yourself out of bed? Like in the middle of the night, like in dead sleep, you lurch out of bed? Like just fly?
Not, okay, so like out of bed, not like a sitting straight upright super quick, but like a
launch yourself out of the bed, like causing, you know, potential bodily harm, all that stuff. Well, for some reason, at exactly 12:58 p.m., because Kim looked at the clock when this happened.
Sure.
I in the middle of probably a dream. I don't know. I don't remember any of this.
Oh, so you don't remember any of this? Holy cow!
Well, I remember the part flying out of bed and going, "Why am I out? You know what happened here?" Like I was in the aftermath. I remember that, but I don't remember what I was dreaming that sent me there.
Wow!
But it clearly must have been a dream. But I full on just like ejected myself from the bed at rapid speed and ended up like 4 feet from where I should be on the floor, whacked my head on the freaking wood floor, just kind of laying there going, what the frick? And Kim's like, are you okay? You okay? And then looked at the clock, I guess. And I was like, yeah, if I'm fine, I think. I don't know what happened. I don't know what that is.
And all this somehow probably worked its way into your dream, like became part of your dream.
It probably did. I just don't remember any of it from waking up. And then I couldn't sleep because it was so weird and I was so rattled from it. I didn't sleep again until like, I don't know, 2:30, maybe 2:45. I finally maybe fell asleep. So it sucked. I don't recommend it for anybody. But I don't like that. That's like, that makes me feel like I could do a lot worse at night. You know, I could
For sure. I mean, you've already kicked Kim. So we know that.
Kicked her hard. Kicked her real hard, baby. I did. I booted
her. If you keep that up, she's not going to make you pancakes. So I'm just going to tell you that right now.
But like, why? What is it? What is it in a dream that would actually send me flying? What could I have possibly been thinking about? Like, I've done the kick thing before where I thought I was on a bike or I was fighting somebody or something. Mm-hmm. But I always remember those dreams. I don't know what this was.
I don't know what you do. It's the video games, Scott. It's the video games are corrupting your mind. The D&D is too much occult. You're getting involved with the occult.
Yeah, finally. Satan has taken
hold. Satan worship. Uh-huh. Yeah.
Jesus, take the wheel. Okay. That's all
right.
I'm saying.
Yes, exactly.
Also, I was going to say about that. Oh, some people, when they have these like weird little moments like this, they end up getting a little night vision camera in their rooms.
Yeah.
I don't think
you're going to do that.
I don't want that.
Paranormal Activity style.
No, because all I'm going to find, like, I don't even want to see myself do that.
Yeah.
I don't want to
yeah.
see myself fling myself out of bed. That freaks me out to see that.
I'm so with you. Just like knowing you did it is one thing. Watching a video of you doing it. What, of yourself doing it and not like no memory of it whatsoever is a whole different animal.
Yeah, I don't want to watch that. It'll feel weird to see it. I don't want anything to do with that. So I'm not doing that. I was tempted the other day to get one of those car cameras because we had a really dumb driver in front of us the other day. Mm-hmm. And I just thought, man, this would have been good, like a good Reddit post on the dumb driver's Reddit. And I didn't do it.
Yeah. I think about that when I'm lifting, that, you know, driving for Lyft. The term lifting, I swear to God, I know. Mm-hmm. Everybody thinks, you know, power weights and bro.
He's ripped. He's buff.
Yeah. Yeah. Clearly these guns ain't. who wants a couple tickets to the gun show? It's the squirt gun show.
Have you been tempted, though, like to put a camera in there?
Yes, to put a camera in. Yeah. And I would do the one. That also has a front-facing camera and a back-facing camera, so that when I have some of these stories, like the other night, for example, decided to drive. I'm surprised I didn't tell this story. So when was it? This would have been Monday night. Mm. I decided, you know, I'm not going to. Oh, not Monday night. Sorry, Sunday night, because I did D&D Monday night. So Sunday night, I go out and do a little Lyft driving. And my last ride of the day, I'm like, all right, yeah, this will be it, is picking up somebody at the emergency entrance of a Good Samaritan Hospital up north, about a few miles north of me.
Sure.
And so I pull up. They're, you know, she's a larger woman, whatever. I mean, I'm fat, so I'm certainly not going to judge. But she's having a really hard time breathing, and I'm guessing that was part of why she was in the hospital, why she was in the emergency room.
Sure.
So, you know, I'm like, oh man, I just want to make sure that she has a very comfortable ride. I put the seat forward for her. I've got, for whatever reason, I'm listening to First Aid Kit, which is such a great band. If you are not familiar,
First Aid Kit.
These two women, a little bit of a country style to them, harmonies. Oh, they're so good. And I'll send you. Yeah, you've got them in the show notes now. You got to check them out. They're so good.
Never heard of them, but I will check them out for sure.
And so I'm, you know, trying to provide her with a really comfortable ride. And as we're driving, I'm just hearing her breathing, just labored breathing, and thinking, oh man, I feel so bad for her.
Yeah.
You know, I as we're going along, the breathing gets deeper, and before I know it, she is snoring, and it is like a wild animal is let loose in the back seat.
Oh my gosh. It's like full on like rip roar snoring.
Full on, like completely asleep, like.
Oh jeez.
Like that is an accurate description of the noises that I'm hearing coming out of the back seat. Like,
oh my heck. She must have something going on where her apnea is like making it so she can't sleep ever or
for
something.
For sure. Yeah. So I'm thinking, "Oh my god, like what's going to happen when I get to you know, a place to drop her off? Am I going to have to wake her up? Am I going to should I tap on the brakes every once in a while just to jolt her awake and just like a little
crank the volume up for a second, turn it down again.
Right, exactly. So I just let her sleep. You know, she's been in the hospital. She probably needs whatever sleep she's getting. Clearly she needs. So I get her to her place. Fortunately, it's an apartment building that's got a lot of speed bumps in the parking lot. Mm. So the first one of those jolted her right awake.
Mm.
And she's like, oh, cool. All right, we're here already? Wow, you know, I don't know how you listen to that music this late at night and not fall asleep. I said, oh, no, you're sleeping. You just didn't see me fall asleep.
Yeah, no kidding. So she, wow, that's a, now if you'd had a camera though, what value would you see there? Would it be just be
so that you could hear the noises.
On the show. Yeah. Yes. Yeah.
On the show. I could play the sound to go along with it.
Yeah. Yes. Everything's content. We should do that.
yeah. For sure.
Cameras everywhere for content, everybody. Like, I know people that have enjoyed watching me fly out of bed. I'm sure of it. I just don't think I could deal with it.
Oh, for sure. Are you kidding? The music, the GIFs, the stuff added to the GIFs.
It's nightmare material.
That'd be great, yeah.
Yeah, nobody wants that in their lives except everyone but me. So there's that. We got an email from Kevin I wanted to mention real quick, because Kevin apparently, he thinks he saw me. Here's what he says.
Okay, all right.
Hi, Scott. The wife, dogs, and I moved from Seattle to Saratoga Springs. This is south of us.
Okay.
We like to go to Daybreak, which is where I live, to walk the dogs around the lake. This is the same lake where Mendoza is and all that stuff.
Gotcha.
Or was. No one's seen him for years, a couple years. Anyway, I think I saw you and Ripley running midday last Saturday. Was this you? I was the one on the road bike with yellow bib shorts. I was waiting for my wife to walk the dogs after I rode back from Park City. Just wanted to say hi. Nope, that wasn't me.
Dear Craigslist misconnections. You were wearing running shorts and
Well, if you saw... Okay, two things here. If you saw me jogging, that definitely wasn't me because I didn't run that day. That was not a run day. When I take the dog, it's never Ripley. It's always Rainer. So if it was a shorter black dog, then you may have seen me if I wasn't running. But if you saw somebody actually running with a great big, like, you know, Weimaraner looking dog, not me, I'm afraid. Mm-hmm. But I do like to go around the lake all the time. So
interesting.
You never know. But he just said
maybe he was on a road bike. Maybe he, you know, maybe his high speed riding made it look like you were running.
Oh, it could be. Just
slowly walking.
It could be. But hearing that he rode all the way back from Park City on his bike, that's a massive ride. Massive.
Oh, really? How long is that?
Oh, my gosh. It's got to be. Well, let's see. Park City. How do I, you know what? I can do it with my phone fast, right? I can say what's the distance. Right. Hold on. All right. Because this is going to make him look like a freaking hero here.
Yeah, no
kidding. Park City. Okay, here we go. Park City, Utah. Okay. Let me do that.
Park City to Daybreak.
Yeah. So it's an elevation gain of 7,001 feet.
Wow. Okay.
It is... Oh, I guess that's not too bad. 27 miles to get there.
Oh, that's a nice ride.
Yeah,
holy cow, that elevation. Jeez.
Yeah, there's a lot of elevation change there. So he sounds like a stud, and I'm not. So,
for sure.
That.
Yeah, 4 hours. I mean, that's. Oh, I'm. So I'm looking at Google Maps. I'm seeing 4 hours, 17 minutes.
On a bike, yeah. That's probably about right.
I'm 40.2 miles is what I'm seeing.
Oh, really?
Big Cottonwood. Yeah, Big Cottonwood Canyon. I wonder if you're looking at. You're looking at bike directions, or are you looking at...
it is car.
You're looking at... Yeah, because if you do the highway, which is probably not... Doesn't have... like I-80, you couldn't take a bike on I-80, so you probably... You know,
how do you change that? How do you change the method?
Up at the very top left. On Google Maps, it's up at the top left. You see, like, a car and a bus and a walking person and a biking person.
I use Apple Maps now, but I don't... And I know they have an option for this because I've seen it
before.
Yeah,
Apple Maps doesn't have the bike stuff. It sucks.
Oh, I thought they did.
If they do, it's not in the Denver area. Like, it says, cycling directions have not been added to your location. Stay tuned for...
Oh, weird.
Biking access or something like that.
That is odd. Okay, well, yeah, you're right. So for me to drive there, it's about an hour.
Yeah.
For him to bike there, probably.
4 hours, 17 minutes. So 40 miles, that is no small feat.
Yeah, and he's just like, I was just driving back to meet her from Park City. Dude, that's a lot. That's really intense.
That is a lot. Yeah, exactly. Holy mackerel.
Damn.
All right, good for you, Kevin. Jeez.
Yeah, well done, Kevin. All right, so... Okay, that's what I thought. I just looked at my previous searches, and there are places where the bike stuff is there. It's just not everywhere.
Not everywhere. Not in Arvada, anyway, unfortunately.
Yeah, that's unfortunate.
But Google Maps has it. Google Maps has great mapping directions. Oh, have you seen... I know we need to get to Dunaway really quickly here, but have you seen Felt?
Felt? No, what is Felt?
Felt.com.
Okay. F-E-L-T.
This is a free... tool to make maps on the internet, and it's amazing. Like, it's really, really good. You know, maybe after the show, check it out, because there's so much to see in there. There's a great tutorial. You sign up for free, and so, like, if you need to give somebody, like, you're having a baby shower, I need to give people directions. It's like, and I'm just gonna draw it in Mac Paint or something like that, and you've got a bunch of horrible vertical and horizontal lines. No, this is cool because it's like, you know, obviously you just give somebody your address, you can plug it in. But if you want to give any sort of like location information or, oh yeah, we're going to start here, then we're going to hike up this trail and then we're going to go over here and have lunch and this sort of thing. That's something you can't do just giving somebody an address. And this and Felt is really, really good for that.
Oh, look at this. This is rad. Yeah.
Really, really cool.
Oh, wow. Okay. And I very quickly logged in and it's like, here you go. Go for it.
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, I'm gonna have to play with this. This seems neat.
Yeah, it deserves more time than we should give it here. But if you know, if you have to do more for mapping than just give somebody an address and have them find the shortest way there, then
it sounded like you said give somebody an address the shortest time
in
there.
In a dress.
Yeah. Yes, that really threw me for a second. Yeah. Then I went, no, he said address, Scott. Use your brain. Use your mind.
Exactly. All right. Like this, I could see doing like a Colorado or Denver map showing like, or even a Vegas map when people are like, Brian, I'm going to Vegas for the first time. What kinds of things can I do in Vegas? Then I can do a little map and say, oh, well, here you've got Cosmo and there's Chino Poblano. And up here you've got Tacos El Gordo. And down here you've got the Luxor e-gaming arena.
Sure. No, that makes sense. That's really cool. I had no idea this existed. It's not an app either. It's just all web-based, right?
All web-based. So yeah, it's all done on the thing.
I like
really,
the web.
Really cool.
Web-based is good.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Well,
faux shizzle.
We are going to do Dunaway twice today.
Hello.
Hello.
I hope I'll have 10 minutes in between to recover.
Yeah, it's going to be a little rough with your refractory period because Brian Dunaway coming on early, coming on again to do this. Hey, look who it is. Brian Dunaway joining us from South Carolina. Hi, Brian.
Oh, hi, Scott and Brian. Just trying to log into the TMS Daily Dark thing. Do it.
Oh.
Do it.
I'm getting in there, too. Hold on. Okay,
yeah, I see you both in there. You're good. We should be good.
Sweet.
Sweet. Nice to have you here.
Oh, hi, Scott and Brian.
Oh, hi.
Oh, hi.
Hi, how are you? What's your day like?
It's good. I've been cosplaying Pitfall Harry all morning, so that's been, you know...
Oh, that's great.
It's been pretty sweet.
How do you cosplay as Pitfall Harry?
Yeah, what do you
mean? Yeah, yeah. You know, some people play the floor is lava. I play Pitfall Harry is trying to jump over these crocodiles.
Yeah, it's not too weird.
Do you have fellow coworkers lay on the ground and roll towards you like they're rolling logs?
Yeah, okay. Yeah, exactly. And then when they do that, then I kneel down and go, and I throw cash out of my pockets. It's really cool.
Start at the beginning, start back at the beginning of the room. And yeah, perfect. Excellent.
Yeah, it sounds really good. Hey, you know what else sounds good? Somebody going to play with us. Let's find out who it is. Hi, who's this?
Oh. Hey, it's Shane.
Oh, hello, Shane. Shane Maddox?
Shane.
Oh. That's me.
Oh, man. One of my favorite dudes in the whole tadpole. It's good to have you here, man. He's also he's shaved.
Chill dude you'll ever meet in your entire life.
100%. It's weird how he brings me, when we're in Vegas, he brings me comfort because he's so chill. He's like, in this world of chaos, there sits Shane, unmovable.
Exactly.
Just as chill as can be. I freaking
love it. He's like Bradley Cooper's chilled shave head little brother is what he is.
You are. Well done. Hey, let's pull you in and play this game. Brian, will you explain to Shane how this game works so he knows?
I will. It's time to play the Tadpooly Feud.
Why'd you take us to the toilet?
That's why I do all my shows for the
okay, cool.
Yeah.
I've surveyed the Tadpool on some nerdy topics, and Scott and Brian are going to have to predict the answers that they gave us, and it's their job to see how many of those answers they can guess. Now, Shane, as you know, your job is more important than ever because you're going to be working with either Scott or Brian, and if your team wins, you get a prize package that includes Wizard of Legend and Last Oasis.
Ooh, both excellent. I played Wizards of Legend a lot. That's a very cool game. Yeah.
Cool.
Good indie. Yep.
Yeah, yeah.
Good indie.
How about Last Oasis? No,
I have not played that. I don't think.
Okay. I think I played that. I was trying to remember that one. That's very.
The name is familiar, is it not? It is to me too.
Yeah.
Is it?
How do you guys have time to play all these games?
Well, back when we were doing the Boop Show, we had to play these indies all the time.
Oh right, of course.
Yeah, yeah. But Last Oasis.
We've let our love lives languish.
That's a little bit true. Oh, it says okay. The world is dying. It's a nomadic survival MMO. You can build let's see, walking mobile bases to travel to new lands. Oh, this is trippy.
Yes. Yeah, yes. Cool. It is really good. If that, yeah, that's the one I was thinking of. It, okay. It is fantastic. It is beautiful, and it's a lot of fun.
Yeah. Came out in 2020. Nice. Newish game. Very cool.
Yeah.
Very cool. Well, that could be yours, Shane, but you're going to have to work for it. Let's go ahead and give these guys their topic so we can get this game started.
All right.
We asked 790 tadpoolers.
Wow.
The following question, only one person passed, which was the funniest thing, that one person could not come up with an answer, and I'd love to meet the person who put pass for this one.
I don't know.
All right. Hands on buzzers.
Yeah.
Besides ketchup, name a fast food condiment.
Damn it.
Ryan Dunaway.
I'm going with mustard.
Show me mustard.
Number one.
Yeah, number one answer.
Bastard. I can't think of anything that might go on something.
Ketchup was the previous number one answer, and I thought, no, it'll be more interesting if I take ketchup out and move everything up a spot.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah,
it
is weird that they passed on this one. That's weird.
Yeah, I
know.
I love that.
Yeah.
That's weird.
I don't know any fast food condiments.
What's a condiment?
Maybe they're the healthiest people on the planet. They never go to fast food.
English is not my first language.
Yeah. Right. Who am I? Who are you? All right. Well, it's you and Shane then, Brian.
Yeah, Shane, you and Brian working together. Let's see how many of these you can get. 9 answers still left on the board. Name a fast food condiment.
Well, Shane, would you like to dip into the condiment pile and give us one, or would you like me to pull another one out of the Dunaway hat?
Let's see. So, yeah, I don't want to say too many. Give any ideas here for Scott, but...
don't give me any ideas.
I was going to say mayo or something.
Mayo is a good answer. I don't think it's going to be too high on the board, but it's got to still be on there.
That's good.
Give us some points, Shane.
Yeah.
That's a good plan.
Yeah, you guys want points, so this is good.
Sure. All right. In honor of Justin Robert Young, show me mayonnaise.
Oh, number two.
Absolutely. Number two answer. Yeah.
Yeah. He loves
you got to be careful with mayonnaise, though. Mustard, room temperature, fine. Mayonnaise, you're taking your chances.
It can go bad.
Right.
You got to be careful. Well, the ones that are in the little package, they're super preserved. You're fine.
They're really good. Yeah. By the way, when I say mustard up top there, I did combine brown mustard and yellow mustard. So.
Oh, good to know.
Okay. Gros poupon.
Yeah.
Gros poupon.
By the way, since we did mayonnaise, I got to play this. I found a clip yesterday about mayonnaise here. Listen to this.
A mayonnaise man likes mayonnaise on his bread. Can a mayonnaise man have mayonnaise on his bread, please?
There you go.
Why are you recording me in the bathroom again?
How much time are you on TikTok per day?
I didn't get that from TikTok.
Private shower time. Why are you invading it, Scott Johnson?
I didn't get that one from TikTok. I got it from, I think, Reddit or something. Anyway, some guy singing about mayonnaise. He had one tooth. It was pretty cool.
One tooth. <Yeah. laughs> Maybe he brushes his teeth with mayonnaise.
Yeah, I don't know.
All right.
Yeah.
All right.
What do you
Shane,
guys got?
Do you have another one, or do you want me to pull one out of my...
Chode.
Massive collection, my massive brown bag of condiments that I keep whenever I go to fast food restaurants.
I've got a few, but what do you have in mind?
I'm just gonna, I figure probably people always like the barbecue sauce. That's the real popular one. Yeah. Everybody always gets the barbecue sauce when they get the condiments.
Yeah,
sure.
Yeah.
One of my favorites.
Yeah, you get your chicken nuggets, you got to get your barbecue sauce. All right, show me BBQ sauce.
Ooh.
Yep. Yeah, there's some
number
points.
Number six, yeah. Fun watching the tadpole, like all the different spellings of the word barbecue, both spelled out and then BBQ, yeah. Uh-huh.
Who spells out barbecue?
Yeah, why would you do that?
A lot of people did. A lot of people in the tadpole spelled out barbecue.
Why would you put yourself through that?
Watch list now, the tadpole watch list.
That's a lot of work, man.
It is.
Why you do that? All right, Shane, what else do you got?
All right. Shane, you got it. Give me one, Shane. Give me something that feels good to you.
I think relish.
Relish. That's a good one. That's
relish.
A good one.
That was the most Shane sounding answer I've ever heard.
You know,
that was amazing. Relish.
I'm a relish.
Hey, some relish sounds good.
That's great.
All right. Okay. Show me relish.
Oh, really? That's surprising to me, actually.
I combined relish and pickles, by the way, because...
Wow, pickles, even pickles?
Yeah,
because pickles... pickles, I don't know if I consider pickles, like sliced pickles, an actual condiment, but in relish, they're a condiment.
It is.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Good point.
Lettuce isn't a condiment. It's a garnish, right? Exactly.
Pickles lettuce isn't a condiment? I didn't know that.
You know what I'm saying?
I guess it wouldn't be, right?
I'd say lettuce is not a condiment. Pickles are not a condiment. But if you chop them up and make a sauce, a something out of them that you can spread,
right,
then it's a condiment.
So what is the deal.
Lettuce? To be spreadable.
Is lettuce an ingredient?
Lettuce is a topping.
Ibbot?
It's a topping.
It's a topping.
You're spreadable for sure. Right. So lettuce is a topping.
Ibbot?
I've never had it come up where I had to make a designation for lettuce, and I just never had heard it before. That's interesting. Topping works. Yeah. It's like a pizza.
Tomato, lettuce, onions, all those are toppings. So don't guess any of those.
They're ingredients until they're toppings, though, right?
What's that?
they're ingredients until
your toppings.
Yeah, they're ingredients, then they're toppings, right?
Well, yes, exactly. Because otherwise, they're a salad.
Right. Put a salad on my burger, please. All right, I'm gonna go with salsa because everyone goes to Taco Bell. Hot sauce, whatever. Hot sauce, salsa.
All right. Well, what are you saying? Are you saying salsa? Or are you saying hot sauce?
I'll say
difference.
Shut up, Dunaway. I'm gonna say hot sauce. Let's do hot sauce.
Show me hot sauce. Yep, hot sauce. Number five.
Hot salsa.
interesting. Okay. Oh, I wonder if they got brand specific here or not. The tadpole.
The tadpoolies, except for that one guy.
Because everyone. I'm just going to go for it because I feel like the points are possibly there. I'm going to say Arby's sauce.
Arby's sauce is so good.
Yeah.
All right.
It is good.
All right. Show me Arby's. You get a little Arby's on your marriage. A little Arby's sauce.
Yeah.
Number seven.
Some good points.
Yeah. It put me ahead, barely.
Arby's sauce.
Arby's. All right. Damn.
Smoky too. Salt and pepper are seasonings and not condiments. Thank you very much.
They're
always seasonings.
The chat room.
Yes, exactly.
Chick-fil-A sauce.
They have a sauce. It's called Chick-fil-A sauce, and it's delicious. It's probably my favorite.
My wife made grits with it once, and it was insane. It was so good.
Really? Yeah. Oh, my gosh.
Just use it as a base flavoring, and it was insane.
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah. So good. Anyway.
All right. Show me Chick-fil-A sauce. Number eight.
Yes.
Yeah.
Wow. I don't feel good about beating Shane, but here goes. Let's do another one.
You're not going to be Shane because you're going to do one of two things. We're going to run the board.
Yeah.
Or you're about to lose it.
Yeah.
Take your pick.
Okay, I'll take my pick. Well, wait. I see. Yeah, you guys would have to buzz out, and then I'd have to win. It's a good point. We do favor the house favors the patrons.
The contestants.
Yeah.
For sure. Well, it has to.
Yeah. Okay. Oh, geez. I wonder if anyone put fry sauce on here. That's huge here, but I don't think anywhere outside of Utah and Idaho is a big deal. So I'm just going to say fry sauce. If you live here, you know what that is. It's like pink sauce. Yeah.
Yep. All right. Show me fry sauce.
Ooh.
Yeah, Freddy's fry sauce, but I also combine pink sauce or just plain fry sauce. I put it all under the Freddy's umbrella because clearly they make the best. And
it is good.
Nobody said Freddy's jalapeno fry sauce, which is my go-to, but
I agree. Yeah. It is better.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, you made a distinction between salsa and hot sauce. You didn't say you combine those, right?
That's correct.
Okay, I'm gonna put that on the board. Let's say salsa.
All right.
That is correct, sir. Yeah.
Show me the salsa.
Boo!
Salsa was number... wow, where is salsa? There it is. Tied for 34. One person said salsa.
How far they have fallen. My gosh.
Yeah.
That's weird.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's more of a dip than a condiment. I mean, yeah, you can, you know, if you put it on a baked potato... Like if you do a baked potato with sour cream and salsa and stuff, that's a condiment. But on its own, it's a dip.
Yeah, but if you're getting tacos and stuff,
I like pouring salsa.
I guess fry sauce is a dip too, right?
Yeah,
fry sauce
is a dip.
It's not about what's true; it's about what the tadpole thought. I think if they're taking in that hot sauce, they're going to need a little celery, which is not a condiment, but they're going to need some ranch sauce. They're going to need to ranch it up. Cool it off.
All right. Show me ranch.
No.
Number two.
Wow.
Big points.
Big points.
Big money Shane.
Yeah.
Big money Shane. That's what we call him. That's what we call him. Big money Shane.
Ranch is a dressing. Unless you put it on a burger, then it's a condiment.
Yeah. That's right.
Scott, Scott mentioned Arby's. Horsey sauce.
Oh, I love horsey sauce.
Be some horsey sauce.
Yeah. Careful with them, though. I once squirted one on a friend, and it didn't look good. Anyway, continue.
Weird. Okay. Why were you squirt? I don't want to know.
It was a bad scene.
Show me Scott's money shot.
Yeah. Oh, man.
Number four, and we have a tie game with one answer left on the board.
You can't lose because either, well, I guess we could.
You could lose, yeah. You could
I guess
lose.
We could. Well, no, we couldn't because if Scott gets it, if Scott gets nine, he gets more points, but we run the board.
Oh,
the
board. Board run,
and if it's a tie, then it goes to Shane. So right now, Shane, there is no way you can lose.
Yeah, there's no way you can
lose. We got a freebie. Sweet.
Yeah, we're going to make have another. Christine Fletcher's going to be thrilled because I'm going to play with her today. Anyway, sorry. Shane, go ahead. What else you got?
I personally, love sweet and sour sauce from the McDonald's with the nuggets. But that's just me, Shane. We can just say what we want to now because it doesn't matter. You can say every sauce you want until we find one we want.
Is the, that's one option. Is the Chick-fil-A sauce like a Thousand Island? What is
kind
it's
of
a red sauce. It's kind of like a red sauce, isn't it? Or is it kind of more?
Well, no, Chick-fil-A's more like Thousand Island, kind of Russian sort of thing.
Right.
It's not really that, but it's adjacent.
It's like that and mayonnaise or that. Like it's Thousand Island and ranch or Thousand Island and mayo or something.
The Polynesian sauce, I think, is the one I like so much. It's kind of a little bit more tangy as red.
You're not thinking of the Szechuan one, right? Not the, the one-off. Okay.
No, that's the McDonald's, isn't it?
Yeah. Yeah, McDonald's. Yeah.
Rick's and Morty's.
Sorry.
Oh, go
What's
ahead.
That? What's that, Shane?
You combine honey mustard in the mustard category also.
Oh, good question.
Mustard it up.
No, mustard that's on the board is just brown mustard, yellow mustard.
Oh, so not sweetie mustard.
No, I'd consider that a different thing.
Sweetie. Mm.
Sweetie mustard.
Yeah, let's try that. You want to try the honey mustard? Shane,
what was the first one you said? I love sweet and sour.
The first thing I said was, I've already forgotten now.
You said sweet and sour. Sweet and sour dipper.
Sweet and sour. Yeah, McDonald's sweet and sour. That's my absolute favorite go-to sauce after
you get that
sauce,
with your chicken McNuggets Happy Meal, do ya?
You do?
Yes, I do. I like a kid's Happy Meal. Four nuggets, please.
Oh, my gosh.
All right. Show me sweet and sour sauce. No,
that's a shame. That's a shame. All right, I'm gonna go with sriracha.
Absolutely.
I like that.
Oh, by the way, I meant to say that sweet and sour sauce was number 14 on the list. By the way, all right,
good.
Show me sriracha. Sriracha.
Sriracha.
No,
was that
we get one more.
Number 20 was sriracha.
Yeah, hot sauce probably covered it for most people. I had to guess.
I feel like the tadpole's a bunch of smart asses, and I just feel like they did the Szechuan sauce. I just feel like...
You should listen to Shane.
Oh, we should? What did Shane say?
He said honey mustard.
Honey mustard, okay, yeah.
All right, is that what you're saying? You're saying everything honey mustard, by the way? Okay.
I'm not saying anything. I'm taking Shane's lead. Leading this thing. All right. Let's do it.
Show me honey mustard.
Bing!
Number nine.
Nice. Nicely done.
Congratulations. You're
Why don't
a
you just
winner.
Give me the answer?
Yeah. Well done, Shane and Brian. That means Shane wins, of course. And that was awesome. I'd love to hear some of these others that I couldn't pull out of my ass.
For sure.
Ass.
Yeah, absolutely. So fire sauce, which you get at your Taco Bell, was number 12.
Yeah.
Special sauce, which I think is you just find that on Big Macs. Let's see. Szechuan sauce was number 16, so that wouldn't have done very good for you. Malt vinegar, if you're a fish and chips lover.
Oh, yeah. That's a good one.
Chick-fil-A Polynesian sauce was number 18. Let's see, tartar sauce, HP
tartar sauce,
HP brown sauce, which is a Hewlett Packard product that you can only find in the UK.
Yeah, and it's more expensive to buy the refills than it is to just buy the burger again.
Right, exactly. Yes. Yeah, you'll keep that bottle forever. The refills get really expensive. Yeah. Soy sauce. Let's see, wasabi, Zax's sauce. We don't have Zax's here in Colorado, but I understand that
we do. They're good. It's very good. Yeah, that sauce. Yeah.
Bacon jam. One person said
bacon jam.
Bacon jam. Yeah,
that sounds
bacon
jam. Fantastic.
Oh, cane sauce. Only one person said cane sauce, what? And I argue that the best reason to go to Raising Cane's Chicken is because of the cane sauce.
Yeah, the chicken's average. The sauce is insane.
Chipotle ranch, coleslaw, Dairy Queen wet wipe, Diablo sauce.
I'm sorry,
duck sauce.
Diablo, yes. Diablo, Dairy Queen wet wipe.
Dairy Queen wet wipe was one person's answer. This is where people put in funny answers, hoping that I'm going to read them after at the end of the game. Somebody said French fry holder, and I think they might have misunderstood condiment and maybe thought I just said condom.
Oh, condom. Yeah, because that's where you keep your French fries, is a condom. Yeah.
Is a French fry holder. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
Gravy, grease, something called kajmak, K-A-J-M-A-K. I don't know what that is.
Don't either.
Kimchi, one person said. Red Robin sauce. I didn't know Red Robin had a sauce. But
I didn't either.
Somebody said spread, which you get at In-N-Out Burger, which I think is their special sauce.
Yeah.
I mean, it definitely is. Whataburger spicy ketchup and Worcestershire sauce.
Ah, Worcestershire.
Worcestershire.
Very nice.
What's this here sauce?
What's this here? Yeah, exactly. Well, this has made me hungry, is one thing that's happened. And the other thing it's done is made sure that Shane is a big winner today. So, Shane, congratulations. Brian will be sending you. No, you need to send Brian an email. Coverville@gmail.com.
Yeah.
And
yeah,
he'll hook you up.
I'm lazy. I'm not doing anything until you send me an email.
Damn straight, Shane. Hey, Shane, how do you feel about your big win today?
Absolutely fantastic. Thanks so much.
See, that's great. That's what I love about Shane, because you can never, his mood about fantastic and his mood about just meh is the same. It's the same mood.
Yeah.
I freaking love it. I don't want him to ever change. Shane, have a great week. We'll see you next time. All right. Brian, good job. You did it. Now here's the funny thing about you. You haven't left yet because you're coming back.
That's right.
You're coming back later.
We're not done with you.
We're not done yet.
That's right. After we get Tom Merritt in here, we'll have you in again because everyone's out of town for recommendals and we needed a third. So you're our recommendal third today.
Oh, so I'm the third choice. Gotcha.
Yeah,
perfect.
Yeah, yeah. How do you feel about being not the second guy? Even just not even the third. Or you're just the third. You're the third guy.
Yeah, that's good.
Third.
Third. You know why? No responsibility, but some of the benefits.
Yeah, there you go.
Yeah.
I was going to say, someone in the chat reminded me of this.
Fourth? Just
kidding. Someone in the chat put the point out there that salsa is literally Spanish for sauce.
Yes, for sauce. Yes, it is. Yeah.
So I guess it's a sauce.
You can put it like there are burgers that have like a pepper jack cheese and a salsa. Mm-hmm. Absolutely a condiment.
Yeah. And it counts on, like open taco type. Sweet tacos. Exactly. Although those aren't really
fast food.
Taco
condiment for sure.
Yeah. Yeah. So
open taco type.
So go drink some salsa. Get a big thing of paste and just drink it. That's what we're saying.
Ooh,
hey, real quick, Dunaway and I yesterday did a great episode of Play Retro where we talked about Pitfall and the various games that happened after Pitfall, its influence in the industry, and why Pitfall is considered the classic platformer that it is. If you want to hear about that, just look for Play Retro wherever you get your podcasts. You can check out the VOD on Twitch, also YouTube. And we had a great time. It was really fun. I love talking about
it.
So
much fun.
Yeah. Twitch. Pitfall's not. I think it's kind of a shit game now, unfortunately.
Oh, really?
Yeah, it doesn't hold up. But I will not deny.
Brian disagrees.
I will not deny.
I haven't played it in a long time, so I can't say one way or the other. But
You and I were wrong, by the way. Me and Ibit on something we both thought the levels were randomly placed, like if you
procedurally generated. Yeah.
Well, not even generated procedurally, but like if they had like a, think of it as a deck of cards, and you went from one screen to the next, you never knew what screen you were going to get. I thought that's how it was, but it wasn't. It was all planned out.
That was actually a map. Oh.
Yeah.
Yeah, real map. Berserk had the shuffling of the screens like that, but not Pitfall.
I know.
That was already predetermined.
Okay. I had no idea until Brian dug that up.
I didn't either, All right, then.
Kind of bummed me out.
I did
but
my
anyway,
homework.
Pitfall. The best one's the Genesis game. Go play it, everybody. Oh, geez. All right. Hey. Ooh. I know. That's how that game sounded. Dunaway, we'll see you soon, really.
Yes.
Bye.
See you very soon.
Kiss our butts. Bye. Okay.
Bye.
He's left. We have time for one news story.
One.
Here it comes.
Good morning. Good morning, everybody. In the news this morning, good morning.
It's time for the news brought to you by...
America's Next Top Podcaster. It is finals week. So if you go to the site right now, americasnexttoppodcaster.com, the two episodes that just got posted this morning are the two contributions by our two finalists, September McCready and Ken Pelashock. Who is going to win? This is such a great final because both submissions were fantastic. Learn about yeast and asbestos and why both of them are exciting and redos. Go over to americasnexttoppodcaster.com today.
They were really good, those two finals.
They were, yeah. Both. One of the best finals we've ever had on that show.
Yeah, I think maybe the best. I'll go ahead and say it. Take that, yeah. All you previous winners.
Yeah.
Okay. Brian, here's our one story. Speaking of wet wipes, somebody put wet wipes. Yep, we got a whole island of them. A huge mass of used wet wipes has formed an island that has changed the course of England's second longest river.
Oh my God. Yeah. Oh, this sounds horrible.
It does sound horrible because it is. A wet wipe island the size of two tennis courts has formed in the Thames, causing the river as it flows through London to change course, according to the Times of London. Ministers have been asking people to stop using wet wipes, and the government is considering banning those that contain plastic, because that's the problem. The plastic ones build up. Fleur Anderson, a Labour MP, warned that when flushed down the drains, the wipes don't disintegrate and instead end up in the Thames, England's second longest river. What did I say, Thames?
Yeah, you keep saying Thames.
Like I said that my whole life.
Domesticated.
I definitely know it's not Thames. I know that.
It's definitely not Thames. And Taxi Cab keeps trying to get you to say Thames.
Yeah, I'm not going to say Thames. It's not happening.
Thames. The Thames.
Yeah, the Thames. What's the first longest river, I guess? Let's see. It doesn't say.
The Nile, isn't it? Isn't the Nile?
Well, does the Nile reach into England? I didn't know that.
Oh, no, I'm sorry. The
yeah, it's second largest.
Oh, England's second longest river.
Yeah.
Oh.
I don't know. I have no idea.
Yeah, I don't know what that would be.
Something else that's hard to say. Let's see. There's an island the size of two tennis courts, and I've been and stood on it. It's near Hammersmith Bridge in the Thames.
My shoes were so clean once I did.
It says
it smelled like lemons.
It's a meter deep or more in places of just wet wipes, she says. It's actually changed the course of the Thames. Anderson during a session of questions on the environment, food, and rural affairs in the Commons per the Times. They probably all yelled at each other because that's what they do in there.
Probably, yeah.
Most wet wipes are made with plastic, which does not break down when flushed, according to the environmental charity. Thames 21, whatever that is. That's where you go get your cheap clothes at the mall. I don't know.
Forever Thames 21.
Yeah. Furthermore, they can break down into microplastics and damage aquatic life and the Thames ecosystem, according to the charity. The charity is urging the government to ban wet wipes containing plastic and calling for regulation to label how wet wipes should be disposed of clearly. Why don't we just stop making them with plastic? We don't need plastic ones, do we?
Yeah, no. Make them. You can easily make something that is that quickly used and tossed, biodegradable, and still have its lemony fresh goodness. All it is just a wet paper towel. Make that paper towel out of something that biodegrades easily,
like regular paper. How about that?
Like regular paper.
Although this sounds like it's probably baby wipes. I could be wrong.
Oh, could be baby wipes, yeah. By the way, the longest river in England is the River Severn, and I had no idea.
Never even heard of it.
Yeah.
I'm sure it's a cool river. It's so big, we can't remember the name. That's how big it is.
220 miles of river is what that is.
That's a lot of river, Brian. How much river can you handle today? How about 280 miles of river? Woo-hoo! All right, we're going to...
Claire is upset that we just don't use water in a cloth. Hey, look, Claire, This is closer to you than it is to us. So complain to your
talk to your local hoo-ha down there. Whatever they do.
Exactly. Yes.
Also, Claire, what did your mom wipe your butt with? Because that's what these are. These are wet wipes for babies. That's what this is. This isn't like not, these aren't
it's
little.
It's not KFC wet wipes.
No. So what did you get in your Irish upbringing? Did they power hose your vajay? What'd they do? What'd they give you?
Use Gen. and a sock, and an old sock.
We used an old sock, and we used it twice. We'd wash it, use it twice, and use it again. The very next day, you'd take another shite, and you'd use your sock again.
All right. Brian, we're going to take a break.
Oh, boy.
When we come back, Tom Merritt will be here. We're going to talk some tech. And after that, Brian Dunaway returns for an episode of Recommendals. First, a song break, please.
Yeah. Oh, you are going to love this. You know what I tell you, Scott? When there's a particular song, an indie in the middle, that I know you're going to love,
yep.
Very often you text me back and say, oh, man, you were not wrong. This is so good. And I'm going to tell you right now.
Have never led me astray on this point. Never.
Yeah, this is Eric Hilton. He is a down-tempo EDM pioneer. And this is a 10-track, a brand new 10-track album called Lost Dialect. This is so good. This is one of those things that's like, if I could put the whole album on Indie in the Middle, I would, because it's awesome. Here is the title track. It's the first song you hear on the album. It's called Lost Dialect. Here is Eric Hilton.
Could win a Commodore Amiga 500 Batman pack. But first, you must answer these riddles.
Giant demon jaguars.
The Morning Stream. No, you better don't.
All right. right, we have returned. That song again, please.
That song again is, it's called Lost Dialect. It's the title track from the new album of down-tempo EDM songs from Eric Hilton.
Yeah, just everything about that description sounds like this is me. So yeah. I'm in.
Yeah. All it's got in. Kind of a 70s, like a retro vintage kind of sound to it. Oh, it's fabulous.
Big fan.
Yeah, fabulous.
I like that kind of thing a lot. All right, let's do this, everybody. Hang in there.
With the computer, as with any tool, the concept and direction must come from the man.
That man is Tom Merritt. It sounds like he's on the road. Where are you at? Hello? Tom Merritt. I heard him for a second. Did you hear him? I heard like a...
I did. I heard room noise, yeah.
Yeah, it was like, I'm out with the dog.
He's on a different microphone, I think.
Yeah, or something. Maybe he's not sending me video either, which makes me think he's remote, but I don't know. I hadn't heard. And I don't have a text, so I'm not sure. Tom Merritt, do you hear us? Tom Merritt. Paging Tom Merritt.
let's see here. Tom.
Yeah.
Hello.
Oh, hi. Oh, there he is. Hello. How are you?
I'm experiencing technical difficulties. How are you?
That's fine. Oh, no. Look, what better for a tech segment than some technical difficulties? It's my favorite thing. No, it happens to the best of us. This morning I had to restart four times because I have a USB hub that is freaking out. And I just I figured it out after a little trial and error. And now I got to wait for a new one to get here, and it freaking sucks. So I guess welcome to Wednesday.
Well, yeah. I had Discord decide just not to send audio into my mixer, or my mixer decide not to send Discord audio to me. So if you hear a little echo, that's because you're on different speakers.
Oh, all right. Well, you did get a new mixer. How's that treating you? Doing okay?
Other than that, you know, you'd think like, oh, you must hate the new mixer. Love the new mixer.
Oh, okay.
It's amazing. And it's so easy to use most of the time. Mm.
Are you doing Are you doing any kind of postmortem on that for like Live With It or anything? Or, I know people love hearing
I
that.
Might do a Live With It, although Sarah's so much better at that stuff than I am. I'm really bad at taking notes.
Yeah, I'm bad at that too.
I may do it more informally, but yeah, I'll definitely be checking in on it. It's the Rodecaster Pro, not the Rodecaster Pro 2. So it's the older one, which is a little less expensive. And the Rodecaster Pro 2 has some newer features that I'm like, nah, I don't think that's worth the extra money. So this is a little bit of an older model. But so far, the only thing I don't like about it is when you turn it off, it loses the mute and listen buttons on the individual channels. So each channel allows you to send it to your earphones or not, for the master earphone, or mute the channel.
Gotcha.
And so when you turn it off and turn it back on again, it goes back to defaults for all of that, which might be the source of my problem with Discord, but it shouldn't be. So I don't know what's going on.
Well, I'm glad we're part of the experiment. The grand experiment continues.
Yeah. I love that, you know, at the touch of a button, I can do.
You like MASH. Yeah.
Make things scary.
Oh, no. Jeez. Oh, they were clapping, but now they're going to be sad.
Yeah.
Oh, that was hilarious. Hilarious.
All right, it was coming from the audience the whole time.
No, it was never. Oh, jeez. Man. By the way, I'm looking at this thing. It's so colorful. I like how pretty.
Yeah,
it is.
Yeah. Really lights up a room.
Yeah.
It's great. I don't know what it reminds me of something. Something about those colors. Wow. Well, now we've done it. All right. Well, that's awesome. Congratulations on your new mixer. It's good to have you here. What are you digging around for this morning outside of that issue for tech news? What's going on?
Well, I'm very happy that Dr. Nikki, some of you may remember her from America's Next Top Podcaster. Yeah. She's been our science correspondent for more than a year now. And she is coming on the show to talk about CERN. And turning on the new the collider itself is not new, but the newly renovated Large Hadron Collider. And the fact that there is also some data from the Large Hadron Collider that found a couple of new particles. These are not as big as the Higgs boson as far as, shaking up the industry or confirming something, but they are important. And she's going to explain how these two new quarks that they have determined from Large Hadron Collider data, the pentaquark and the tetraquark, how they fit into discovering more about physics. So we're getting elemental on the show today.
We had a trivia question last night at Pub Quiz about the Large Hadron Collider. We had to name the two countries that it sits underneath.
Oh, right. Do you know that? I don't know that.
Yeah, it's Switzerland and the Empire of the Mole Men.
It's a bunch of chud, right? It's all chud.
Yes.
Do you know it, Brian?
France. Yeah, we got it. We totally got it with that one right. Yeah,
I couldn't remember if it was France or the other direction. So that's right.
That was the same thing we did. We're like, well, it's definitely Switzerland, and I think it's France. And then we're like, well, what else could it be around? And
Have those old fears people have had about that thing doing something that just sends the
causing the end of the world, turning us into a black hole.
That was something that some very fringe people were saying when it first turned on, because we had never done exactly that kind of thing. We'd done super colliders plenty of times before, but this was much more energetic. And so that gets trotted out every time they turn it back on, because it's always more energetic than the last time. Like, this time it actually will create a black hole that will destroy itself.
Well,
here's the thing about that. The chances of that happen are infinitesimally low. And if it does happen, you'll never know.
Wow, that's true. Because all of us will go at the same time. It's not like France will get an early.
Yeah, and it'll happen fast.
Yeah,
you won't even notice.
Yeah,
so
it'll just be zip. Which is how. I mean, honestly,
it already happened, but because we're in a simulation, they restarted.
Right? Yeah.
Hey, maybe that's why I lurched out of bed last night. It was part of the reboot.
It could be. It could very well be. What time was that?
That was about 12:58. It was actually exactly 12:58 Mountain Time, PM or AM.
So I woke up around that same time.
Tom, we've unboxed the worst unboxing of all time. All right. Well, that's great. I'm looking forward to that. And I love it when you have experts on, especially on days where I'm on, because I sound much smarter when I interact with those people. So that'll be great. That'll be today at 2:00 Mountain Time. Set your clock by it, everybody, for the Daily Tech News Show, the best tech news show on the planet. Tom, I know you got a new show out. Do you want to tell folks what's going on with that as well so they can find it and sub and all that?
Indeed. Yes, it's called A Word with Tom Merritt. You can find it at awordpodcast.com. It is a talk show. I sit down with an interesting person every week and approach it not from, hey, please explain to me this topic, but we use a word to launch a conversation. That talks about how we think about things and how we think about the world. The first episode out right now is Andrew Heaton from The Political Orphanage. We talk about tribalism. And the next episode coming out later this week, probably on Friday. I tended to want to drop them on Thursdays, but the first couple are coming out on Fridays. This week, we'll be talking to Dr. David Brodbeck, Professor David Brodbeck of Algoma University in Sault Ste. Marie, about free will. Mm-hmm. That's our launching off point. And the fact that we don't have free will, but that doesn't really matter.
No.
And again, we're not going to go into the details of the research about it so much as talk about how Dave thinks about that, knowing what he knows as a psychology professor. Does that change how he goes about his everyday life? That sort of thing. Again, if you want that show, if you want me chatting with folks like that, Brian Ibbett is coming on the show in about a month.
Nice.
See, sometimes it's not smart people who are guests on the show.
I said interesting, not smart.
Oh, that's true. Good point. Yeah, sorry.
No disrespect to any of my guests. Brian and I, we recorded our episode yesterday, and I found out things about Brian's history with podcasting and thoughts about music that I didn't know.
You got stuff out of me that's never come up in any other discussion. I don't want to say interview because it was a conversation. It was definitely not an interview. But it's it was so fun.
So that's coming up in August. We also have Annalee Newitz from the Our Opinions Are Correct podcast. She's an author. We have Lamar Wilson coming up talking about his journey as a creator as he moved from things like YouTube over to things like TikTok. So lots of interesting folks on the docket. Again, you can get that at awordpodcast.com.
Fantastic. Follow him on Twitter as well. He's at Ace to Tech. There's no reason not to. Tom Merritt, have a fantastic day, and may Discord and your mixer finally make up.
Thank you.
Bye now.
Can't we all just get along?
Please, what's the problem? All right. If you didn't have enough Dunaway in your life, you're about to get a little more.
never have enough Dunaway in my life.
I mean, I think
we can all agree with that.
I feel like I agree. I feel like he's he's the nice topping on my burger or something. welcome back to the program, Brian Dunaway. He's back, everybody. You missed him? Well, good news. He's back again after about 20-minute hiatus. And he's joining us for today's recommendals. Randy's on vacation. Nicole is still in her move process. And we've got Brian back. So welcome back, Brian.
Oh, hi, Scott and Brian. Fancy meeting you guys here.
Yeah, weird. Weird, man. Weird.
Weird. It's very fancy.
So here's what we do. We talk about streaming things, and we make recommendations based on what we've seen on these services. We tell you what service, what the thing is, and whether you should watch it or not. Today's no different. We start with Brian Ibbett, who has a clip. Is there any setup for this here clip?
This is a TV show. You're definitely going to recognize some voices in here, sadly is canceled, but that means you don't want a big, long, drawn out recommendal that you have to keep up with, then this is the one for you.
All right, here we go.
Right. Yes. Okay. So I usually begin by showing a video of a common workplace scenario.
A video, huh? So you don't use my illustrations anymore?
No, we do not. Okay.
Oh, hi, Michelle. What's wrong?
Someone hung a cartoon in the break room that upset me, Carlos.
The one about Asians being good at math? Tell your supervisor.
I don't want to be a squeaky wheel.
I feel harassed by the acting in these.
What kind of business is this supposed to be? The filing system makes zero sense.
Hey, Barbara, did Gunther email you his latest bodybuilding photos?
Yes, again. Those photos make me uncomfortable. I asked him not to send them to me anymore.
Oh, that's how my parents met.
And I asked him to stop giving me back rubs.
Oh, no. I just got an email that Gunther is taking you off the Suncoast account.
That's my biggest account.
Susan, could you pause it for a second? I've already got so many questions. Okay, now, of course, back rubs are inappropriate. But what about side hugs? Those are okay, right? Because your privates are parallel.
Oh my god!
This sounds great.
And you're saying it's got canceled because I was really enjoying the show. Yeah. I haven't watched it lately. It's Mr. Mayor, right?
It is exactly what it is, Mr. Mayor. That's Ted Danson, the unmistakable voice of Ted Danson.
Oh, yeah. I always meant to watch this. Okay, keep going.
Well, you can and should.
Okay.
Yeah. Holly Hunter, you heard a very brief bit from Holly Hunter, who's... She's deputy mayor. She's great. She is like Boulder, Colorado personified on this show. I mean, she's the granola, the California granola woman. You've also got Bobby Moynihan, who for me, steals the show. Like he is the Tracy Jordan of the show. And there's obviously a very good connection there because Tina Fey is executive producer, one of the executive producers of the show. It's got a very much a 30 Rock feel to it, very much in that delivery. Just like that, you get Rachel Dratch making appearances because she makes appearances in everything Tina Fey does. It only lasted two seasons, got canceled this last May, which bums me out because it came around at a time when people weren't ready to discover it or they were so focused on streaming that something that came out on terrestrial TV probably
there are a few victims of that. I think at that time it was like, I don't know, that was a hard time to launch some show that wasn't of all the hype of streaming services. Sure.
For sure. Yeah. But Ted Danson's great in it. Like I said, Bobby Moynihan's great in it. It's one of those things where you've got a really good ensemble cast like Community or 30 Rock, Parks and Recreation, you know, that sort of thing. Takes place in Los Angeles. Ted Danson's the brand new mayor. He's a billboard company owning businessman who takes over as mayor in Los Angeles and has to kind of clean up after pandemics and hornets or murder hornets and fires and earthquakes. Yeah. When the current mayor just says, I'm done. Yeah.
Yeah. All while trying to please his daughter. And
that's right.
Yeah. She's
didn't
angry.
Even manage to talk about his daughter, who's a major character in this as well. It's really, really good. Mr. Mayor, you can watch it on Hulu, has the episodes. If you don't have Hulu, it's on Freevee.
I'll bet Brian knows all about that because he loves everything with commercials. Yeah, he loves the
freebie. And if you watch on a freebie, no big deal. You get two commercials per episode. It's great.
Yeah. But I don't understand why Amazon has freebie and IMDb TV. They're the same. They're the same effing service. They have
Really? I didn't know that.
Yeah. I don't get it.
They kind of are. A lot of these are being repackaged anyway. So, I mean, yeah. But the IMDb is kind of, like, sometimes those ads get to be a lot.
They do. And Freevee has less, but but the content's the same. Like, if I want to get, I'm trying to get an example, like, I can't think of the show.
Rockford Files.
If I want to watch that. I can watch it.
Remember the theme song, but not the name.
I can remember the name, but I could go watch it on either of those two things. They're both Amazon owned. They both have commercials. It's weird to me. I don't get it.
That is really weird. By the way, so season one is freebie. So Amazon Prime has your freebie, or I guess you could just sign up for a freebie account. Season two is on Hulu. So
nice.
I've watched all of season one. I have not watched the Christmas special or season two yet, but the first season is worth the price of admission just alone. It's so good.
Chat room is screaming, by the way, that IMDb TV is free VTV. And maybe that's good because...
Well, that's what I'm saying.
IMDb TV
It's just rebranded, yeah.
Did they just... Well, I thought they were still two separate things, no? Maybe I'm losing it.
Not according to the chat room.
That doesn't mean jack shit, as we've learned.
I only see Freevee listed on Just Watch for Mr. Mayor. So
okay,
yeah,
yeah. And IMDb TV is, well, they still have that listed separately on here. I don't freaking know. I don't get it. Whatever. Amazon, pick your poison. Let's get this.
Yeah,
done.
Yeah.
All right. Here is my recommendation for the week. This is a thing on Paramount Plus, and I'm happy to report it's exactly what I wanted. Here, I'll play it, then you guys will figure it out.
I watched a show called Touched by an Angel, and it made me think. When I look at these two boys today, I don't see their failure. I see our failure.
He said touched.
You boys like explosions, don't you?
Gosh, wonder what that could be.
Is Beavis and Butthead doing the universe, perhaps?
Neil Maybe. Armstrong.
Hey, let me play my clip, difference you weirdos. Between
him and sorry. Explosions.
Sorry.
Yeah.
And fire.
Yeah. Me.
Well, you know who else liked explosions? Neil Armstrong. And the only difference between him and you is he had the benefit of supportive families and teachers.
Families.
And you know what Neil Armstrong did?
Did he score?
He was the first man on the moon.
Yeah. All right. You are correct.
Sorry. There was a long pause after he did the whole thing. He said touched.
It probably looked like it was done. But no, it's Beavis and Butthead Do the Universe. Their long, long awaited follow up to Beavis and Butthead Do America.
Yeah.
Gigantic. I'm a gigantic fan of all things Beavis and Butthead and was from day one when I first saw them on an episode of Liquid Television. In fact, I think I saw them at a Spike and Ike's traveling
Festival.
Festival. Yeah, because it was before it got picked up by Liquid. And when they did, it was such a hit on there that they, you know, MTV made a deal with Mike Judge and they made a whole show up about it. And I loved all of it. That stuff's all, by the way, that plus the other movie plus this new one are all over there on Paramount Plus, if you want to go get it.
Cool.
Here's the thing, though. Like, I know it's stupid. It's colossally stupid. That's the fun of it.
Yeah.
And I'm so glad it exists because it's where we get Mike Judge and his brilliance from. And he goes on to do many great things, including King of the Hill and animation, which he's also returning to later this year, I think, or next year. But, you know, all his movies and, you know, TV shows and amazing work that he's done. So on that level, I appreciate it. But also just purely because it's so freaking dumb and such a staple of my 90s memories that I just can't get enough of it. So when I heard they were a new movie, I got totally stoked about it and said I'm gonna watch this, and then I got busy and wasn't able to catch it. It's been out for I think a couple of weeks, so finally last night sat down, Kim and I watched it together, and even she liked it, which is rare for this sort of thing. Anyway, they totally nail it as if they never stopped. It's the same exact tone. It's the same kind of jokes. It's the same ridiculous ideas and concepts, you know, a little bit modernized for, hey, they've been thrown into basically it's a time travel story where they, because of something that happens in 1998, they get thrown into 2022 and they've never seen cell phones before. They've, you know, so you have a lot of jokes about that stuff. But at its heart, it's just as dumb and whatever as Do America or the show was or any of that stuff. And I couldn't get enough of it. Here's the other thing that jumps out at me. Voice work, dead on still. So Mike Judge still doing these voices. Yeah. Hasn't changed a bit. Animation looks like it was torn right out of the 90s. There's nothing about it that's too shiny or too computer polished or any of that. They don't do any of that. It's like still kind of shitty looking detention stoner kid drawn on his desk looking art. And cool. It's perfect. Better for it. I had a great time. If you like Beavis and Butthead, you'll love this. If you don't...
What if you don't like Beavis and Butthead at all? Is this something that I would enjoy, Scott?
No, if you do not...
And your life.
If you don't like Beavis and Butthead at all, I'm going to say don't watch this.
I'm kidding. I'm hearkening back to a question about 3D printers last week.
Oh, yeah, that was a good one. Yeah. But yeah, like it's a good time and dumb and real good. So yeah. Watch it. It's on Paramount Plus. Beavis and Butthead Do the Universe, and a bunch of great voice actors like Tig Notaro plays a college professor that's very good. They have a couple
was
of
that,
other.
And some like did you already say it? Was that Jordan Peele's voice that I was hearing?
Oh, I don't actually know who plays that judge. That's a good question. Okay. I meant to look it up like right after, and I didn't. But I looked up while I was watching the Tig Notaro part. That's where I was like, why is that voice familiar? It's driving me crazy. I looked it up. It's her. The guy who plays this government agent out to get aliens or something, played by the stapler guy. I'm going to need that stapler. Yeah. That guy can't be his name.
Gary Cole.
Gary Cole. He's in it.
Right.
Yeah.
So a whole bunch of great voices and stuff. But really, you know, once again, this all comes down to just Beavis and Butthead being stupid. And it's great. So check it out. Paramount Plus streaming now. And all the Beavis and Butthead stuff you ever could want is all right there. All right, Brian Dunaway, I got yours lined up. Do you want to set this up at all, or should I just play it? What do you want?
Sure. This series, which is on Hulu, I thought it was going to be canceled because during the pandemic, we didn't see any new episodes for almost, I think, 2 years. But Hulu came in and saved the show, in my opinion, and I think it's better than ever. So
Hulu's doing that a lot lately, I've noticed. They seem to be picking up stuff that's rad and making it happen. So let's find out what this is.
Come in.
I think I already know.
Hey, welcome back.
I think we might have already had this recommended.
Yeah, well, if you spend your week with my parents, you want to come back to work, too. You have a restful trip, at least.
Yeah, you know, for the most part.
How are your mom and dad?
My mom's good.
My dad's also good.
He's his usual self.
Work hard, play hard.
I think the fleet's the only thing keeping him from pursuing a full-time career as an alcoholic. But if the uniform's on, we can handle it.
Sounds relaxing.
Compared to the trip back?
Yeah.
I put my report in your file.
Report? You're on vacation.
I picked up the residue of a Kalon Quantum signature out by the Avior system. It was pretty faint, so my guess is they're long gone. But anything near this sector is concerning.
What the hell will they be doing out here?
No idea, but I thought the captain should know.
I'll make him aware.
Permission to return to duty?
Go to it. It's good to have you back.
Haven't got it yet.
I thought usually you give us a long clip because you want the whole thing. Yeah, we know what it is. But here's the thing. I think I just got myself spoiled, and it's not your fault. But I think I thought a character was gone because that's how far I am into the season or the series.
Right.
And I think that was her. She's back. Am I wrong to assume this?
We're not going to answer that question.
Yeah, okay. I think you should just you should wait for that. So it is the Orville, New Horizons. So it's season 3 of the Orville. It's got a name change now and also a network change. Went from the Fox and is now on Hulu. And instead of having to do the 12 episodes per season with 42 minutes, very stuff tightly packed in, they're on Hulu now, so they can make the stories at the length they want within reason. A little over an hour on a few episodes. And they've really upped the game because before it was mostly just a comedy that was set in space. But now it feels more dramatic. You get all these great scenes of CGI of ships. And it really feels like it's found its way So Seth MacFarlane's The Orville, New Horizons.
It's so good, man. I'm glad you brought it up because it was recommended years ago on the show, but we haven't really revisited it. And part of the ongoing conversation here on the show is why hasn't Scott watched the damn thing? Because it's right up his alley. And I kept putting it off. And I just never got around to it. And also because there's such a long break between season 2 and 3.
Yeah. I just thought,
well, am I ever going to see this thing? Like, is it even going to go on? Do I want to invest in this thing that everybody was raving about? And so Kim and I finally started watching it, and man, completely freaking hooked on this thing. Love it.
Yeah.
So good.
Love it. It's the most Star Trek-ass thing ever. I love it. Yeah.
Yeah. It is so good because it's dealing with something that we really need to talk about right now, which is all these, you know, all these social things that are going on, which Star Trek and all those have always been so good at dealing with social issues in a way that didn't feel like they were, you know, hitting you over the head with it.
Yeah.
And so this is kind of picking that up, and I really love it. They dedicated the first episode of this season to Norm MacDonald because he was a character voice only.
There was an episode where he was in a bar. Remember that it was like a holodeck bar, and he was walking around in there. And he had stretchy arms. Yeah. It was great.
Right.
Yes. I miss Norm so much. You know, it's really great, man. Yeah. I'll tell you, it's like how do I put this? I know. Okay, so some people have commented on this, and I'm actually, now that I'm binging it, I'm not actually seeing it. So I wonder what you guys would say to this. Now that I'm into season 2, everyone says, "Oh, well, as the show starts, it starts out real jokey, very Seth MacFarlane jokey, and as the show goes on, it gets less so." I don't actually feel that. I feel like it still has a sense of humor. I feel like it still has its like even this conversation with these two women. They're referring to things like alcoholism and my dad's an idiot, and you know, like it's not like an over in your face fart jokes. I don't mean that, but it's still like this lighthearted sort of, hey, we're just people kind of approach, which is what I think I love about it. So I'm not feeling like this. Everyone's like, oh yeah, season 2, I'm so far in 3. Totally different show. Totally. I'm like, I don't think it is. I think it's still just good.
There's still comedy there, but it's kind of like how The Office was the first season. It's like they wrote in a whole bunch of jokes that were just, you know, ba-dum-bum, there's the joke. Yeah. Whereas they kind of depend on the characters now to kind of, you know, naturally bring the humor. So the humor's still there. It's just a little more subdued. And you kind of had to find it yourself instead of them punching you in the face with it.
Yeah.
But it's still there.
Yeah, it's great. I'm glad you brought it up because I'm currently enamored with it. And
it's so good.
Loving it.
Yeah, great suggestion.
Yeah,
I know Randy also did it, and I think I might have done season one. Scott talked about it last week.
Yeah,
but whatever. It deserves to be watched.
It deserves to be. And look, I'm not just trying to get Seth MacFarlane to retweet me again. I actually really like it. So
hilarious.
But no, for real, it's like a real, it feels special in a way that I didn't expect. You guys have been telling me this for years. I didn't pay attention. Mm-hmm. I was wrong.
We're in an interesting time with unique Star Trek type of shows.
Yeah.
So it's got animated stuff going on. We've got, you know,
Strange New Worlds, I hear, is fantastic. Yeah.
Yeah. And so this fits right in with all that stuff. I'm very glad they're finding different ways to explore that kind of,
you know what I think also is going on with people where they think the show is getting more serious and less, you know, lighthearted or whatever. I think part of it is because you grow to love these characters, and that just makes it automatically more serious. When there's a harrowing situation, you're like, oh my gosh, freaking Seth MacFarlane's in a suit that's supposed to protect him from the hideous amounts of what do you call it? Gravity,
radiation, or gravity.
Yeah, gravity on that planet. He's going to get crushed. Like, why do I would that have been a big deal in the first episode? Well, no, because I don't know him yet. But now I actually give a shit about Mercer, and I give a shit about these other ancillary characters. And I think Isaac is one of the greatest like data likes ever.
Oh, like, yeah.
And their whole thing where I don't want to give anything away, but that amazing couple parter where his home race rebel or, you know, got pissed and was going to wipe everybody out, kind of Borg style, man. Not since TNG have I felt this enamored with like science fiction. It's so good.
It's the most, to me, it's the most related to TNG out of all the Star Trek series. That's what Orville feels like, a natural progression, even though I know it's not in the same universe. And I know it's not the same, blah, 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 but it still feels like it.
Oh, yeah. I'm surprised I don't get sued, to be honest. There's so much in there that's like, if they had teleporters, which they don't, they do shuttles everywhere. But if they had teleporters, I'd straight up think that Paramount would like would fall out. Because at some point, you're just like, okay, that's enough. You've taken everything.
Okay, yeah, cross the line.
Anyway, it's really, really good. I love it. And I'm glad you brought it to our attention once again. Hey, Dunaway, that was awesome. You should do this more when we don't have our regulars.
Totally. Yeah. And when I do it more, I won't as likely backtrack over things you already done. So
yeah.
Perfect.
Yeah, there you go. Yeah, no problem. It's all good. Hey, Brian Dunaway, everybody. He's the Brian Dunaway on Twitter. And follow him every night where he streams a lot of these retro games he and I talk about on Play Retro. Like tonight, what are you doing?
Oh, tonight I'm going to play a little bit of Mega Man.
Oh, Mega Man.
I'm
going to
play
Man.
It on my NES Classic.
Oh, nice.
I think Mega Man 1 is on there, and I might roll into the Super NES Classic as well. We'll have to see how much time we have.
Wait until we
does
get to that.
Does part of that game take place in the Weidao womb?
Yeah,
it does. Yes, it does.
The Dr. Wily stuff is going to be part of that conversation for sure. My favorite thing, or my least favorite thing about Mega Man is they remade Mega Man... the Super Nintendo first Mega Man game. They remade it on the PlayStation 1, and it is
hot garbage.
Really? Hot garbage. Yeah. So we'll talk about all that next week, and you can watch Brian stream that tonight over at Brian Dunaway on Twitch. Hey, Brian Dunaway, kiss our butts.
Oh,
bye.
You.
Okay, bye. He's out. That's the end of that.
Wow. All right.
Final note before we leave, a quick email from, not really that quick, but a good one, from Sean, a.k.a. Adhesive Wombat, who wanted to set the record straight on daiquiris.
Yes. Now, you know who this is, right?
This is...
This is one of our ANTP Sean's.
Oh, it's Sean. The other one.
This is Sean, the bartender. So if there's anybody who can chime in on daiquiris, it's Sean Whalen, the bartender.
I always forget Adhesive Wombat was one of the Sean's in the season.
Yeah.
I don't know why I do that. I don't mix. For some reason, your chat names, and then I see you in real life. I don't...
Happens to me too. Yeah.
F's me up every time.
Oh, you're not. Hold on a second, Adhesive Wombat. You're not the Sean from. Okay. Well, see, now I'm confused. I totally thought Adhesive Wombat because it's the same spelling of Sean. So I thought he was the bartender.
That's amazing. All right. But point made, like these are hard to keep your name straight. We don't know.
Well, Adhesive Wombat, do you want to be on?
Do you want to be? Yeah. Do you want to be on there? All right, here it is. Hey, fellas.
I don't have a good track record with Sean's, but you're welcome to try. Anyway, go ahead, please. Yeah. Sorry.
On Wednesday's TMS, y'all spoke briefly on what makes a daiquiri, and I felt compelled to chime in. Today, you'll often find these fruity, sugar-laden slushies in touristy beachside bars. Unfortunately, these are bastardized versions of what was once the most elegant and quintessential cocktails in the world. A true daiquiri is a shaken drink that contains only three simple ingredients: rum, sugar, and lime. The drink has its origins in the British maritime tradition of the daily rum ration, when an officer on deck would give the order to splice the main brace. I love this. And sailors
splice
would
the main brace.
Splice the main brace. And the sailors would be given their daily allotment of rum. Sailors would often mix their rum with sugar and limes, because of scurvy, of course, in order to make the rum more palatable. In time, this drink was refined into the daiquiri, in which the ingredients were shaken and traditionally served up in coupe glasses. I don't know what that means. Do you know what that means?
I don't know what that is. No, a coupe glass. And I don't.
Do they have a hard top or what? I don't know what that is.
They're available. Right, exactly.
Two doors.
Yeah, I know highball glasses. I know the little short ones. Oh, coupe glass is like, it's almost like a martini glass, but it's curved, a curved bottom.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
All right. No, I can picture it now. It says, additionally, when you think of rum, the first thing that comes to your mind likely is something like Bacardi or Captain Morgan. However, these represent the very worst of rum, and in some cases aren't even rum at all. Rum can achieve just as much depth and character as the best bourbons and whiskeys. There are a wide variety of rums from all over the world, and all of them will be unique depending on the place of origin. I like how this guy talks. Distillation method and aging. A rum from Jamaica will be distinctly different from a rum originating from the Barbados area or Martinique. Martinique. I think is how you say it.
You said it perfectly.
If you find this interesting, I'd suggest reading, quote, A Bottle of Rum, unquote, authored by Wayne Curtis, which details the history of the Caribbean and sugar trade and rum. I will now leave you with the recipe for a proper daiquiri. Here you go, everybody. Write this down. 3/4 ounce fresh lime juice, so you don't get the scurvy.
Yeah.
Yep. 1/2 ounce rich, simple syrup.
Sugar and water.
There you go. 2 ounce lightly aged rum. I recommend Plantation 3-Star or Appleton Signature. That's what he says. And all the ingredients into a cocktail shaker. Add cracked or ice cube, shake, and then double strain into a chilled coupe, which is the glass we talked about earlier. Love the show, though, Sean. So that's not only... Okay, can I just... I just want to, real quick here...
Yeah.
Commend his writing style. I wish more emails sounded like Sean's. He's a really good communicator.
It's very well written. Yes, exactly.
I wish more news articles that we used were written as good as this.
I saw a tweet from you a couple days ago about the way some of your emails are formatted and written.
Oh, they're so bad. Some of them, don't know what that one on Twitter was about. I don't know what he was telling me. I'm sure he meant good, meant well. I don't know, but...
Anyway. So first of all, Sean, sorry I confused you with Sean Wayland. I saw Sean that spelling, and I remembered Sean with that same spelling was from ANTP, was a bartender. So I thought, oh, well, it has to be. There can't be two Seans who spell it that way who both know about alcohol. It's impossible that there'd be more than one of you. So my apologies for getting you confused with the other Sean. But
sure.
This is super cool. I love this history of it. And Is Plantation 3-Star a dark rum or a silver, like a clear rum?
Oh.
And do you say, should a daiquiri always be clear rum?
Oh, interesting.
Because I always get spiced. I always get Kraken spiced rum is my go-to, or Captain Morgan's.
So is spiced rum literally spicy? Can you taste like a...
It is, yeah. It's darker. It's aged in a barrel and has like a little... sweetness to it.
Nice. Okay.
Plantation is a white rum. Okay.
All right.
Interesting.
Rum meaning clear. Is that what they mean?
Yeah.
Because none of it's ever...
Appleton Signature is dark rum, though. Okay, so you could do dark rum in a daiquiri.
Oh, okay. All right. Interesting. All right, well, I learned something today. I hope you all did as well, including this one of many Sean's. Well done, everybody. Big thanks to everybody who supports us on Patreon, especially brand new patrons Joel McNally and Rick Pontefract. That's an awesome last name, Pontefract. Anyway, you guys are great new patrons. If you want to learn why they joined, go check it out, patreon.com/TMS. For all other inquiries, emails, whatever it is you need, frogpants.com/TMS. That'll do it for today's show. We'll be back tomorrow. Wendy's back in town, so something with her. We'll get a little reading done with Amy. So tune in to our usual Thursday fare tomorrow. And I'll be on DTNS today, so you'll see that a little bit later. And... I think that's everything at the moment.
Cool. Yeah.
New Fred and Can coming later today, I think.
Oh, nice.
It's been a while. It has been a while. I got a little... You know what's hard when the world's a little shitty? It's hard to get creative with jokes.
Right. It totally is, yeah.
It's really fun to come on here and do it because we can do it in real time and it's all like from the cuff. But when you got to like plan out a panel, and you're like, what do I want to talk about?
World's shit sometimes.
It's hard.
How do I make this funny? Yeah.
It's hard, but I think I found a way. Anyway, nature finds a way. We'll do all that coming up soon. But Brian, before we go today, we probably ought to leave with a song in our hearts. What do you got for us?
Well, let's get one out to Tess. She says, "Hi, Scott and Brian. I've been a listener since 2013 or so when Scott hit a dude's junk with his earbuds. And though I've never managed to catch a show live or join the chat, you guys have always been with me through a lot. I've loved, I've lost, I've started and ended a career. I've come out as transgender and moved halfway across the country. I'm behind on episodes as of writing this, but I'm rapidly catching up at 1.5 speed. Whop speed, Mr. Data. I should be all caught up by my birthday on July 7th, and I'd love to hear you guys play a cover of or by the Sisters of Mercy. Failing that, any other old goth nonsense will work too. Something, something, love the show, though. Keep it up. Thank you guys so much. Signed, Tess."
Aww. That's awesome. Congratulations.
So glad that we could be there for you for all those things in your life. So very cool. And I hope we get to see you at a TMS Vegas. If you've moved halfway across the country, hopefully you've moved closer to a TMS Vegas or some other event. It would be great.
That would be good.
Boy, I got to tell you, the Plaza, by the way, they've been doing so, or they're planning on doing so much. It's going to be a whole new Plaza by the time we get out there in 2023.
I'm excited for that. Yeah.
Lots of stuff.
They'll have that new entertainment space. What was that called? They had a name for it.
The Sand Dollar is open and it's been doing well. It opened over Memorial Day weekend. And then we've got, they're opening a carousel bar in the front. They're expanding Oscars. They're going to have an outdoor patio space in the front now where we can have our, receptions and stuff like that. Oh, it can be super, super cool.
That sounds great. I'm excited to hear that. Very cool. And they were so nice last time. Those people were amazing last time to work with.
They were. They're so good. And Bernadette takes such good care of us. She doesn't listen to the show, so you know, a mention of her name doesn't do anything. But she's she's awesome, and I'm planning on hopefully having a drink with her when I go out there at the end of this month or the beginning of September.
Nice.
Okay. All right. Let's get to this. Sisters of Mercy, great goth band. Let's get to a cover of probably one of their most famous songs. This is by another band that had a really big popularity in the 80s, The Information Society. In 2016, they came out with a cover album that I helped kickstart on Kickstarter, called Orders of Magnitude. This is their cover of Dominion by Sisters of Mercy, going out to Tess.
Heat of the night. When I close my eyes, when I look your way,
This show is part of the Frog Pants Network.
Frog Pants Network.
Get more shows like this at frogpants.com.
Don't say butt smear.
Okay.
Oh, geez. Why not?